Fox 102.3, I'm Amy N. from the American Red Cross. Ben, happy to talk to you.
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me on. And I think that right now we are encouraging folks to come out. I think what we're trying to do is prevent another shortage like we had, 3 months ago. I think we had talked at the beginning of March, we had a severe shortage because, this virus starts and people are being told to stay inside. Businesses are closing, schools are closing, universities are closing, community buildings are closing, and that's where a majority of our blood drives are held. So when those were closed, our drives were canceled, and so we've worked really hard to rebook those drives, but we've lost, obviously, a lot of donations. So over the past couple months, we've had thousands of people in South Carolina step up, choose to donate, and that has been huge. We've been able to meet the need from that initial shortage, but right now what we've seen is I don't think we can ever say it's going back to normal, but what we have seen is that hospitals are picking back up some of those elective surgeries or treatments for patients that were put on hold over the past couple months. And with that comes a demand in the need for blood. So just over the past couple of weeks, in South Carolina, we've seen a 30% increase in demand from hospitals. So we need to be able to step up and meet that need. And the only way we can do that is with volunteer donors. And so we're asking folks to make those appointments because we're trying to prevent a severe shortage like we saw 2-3 months ago.
Sure. And you guys are doing some really nice things for people who do take the time to donate blood. You have, thanks to Amazon, everybody who comes in to give between June 1st and June 30th will receive a $5 Amazon.com gift card via email. So that's something nice because everybody is buying from Amazon, especially at this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people are looking to schedule it within their day, as some people are working from home and, as especially in this area, we're getting back to reopening, people going back to work. How easy is it? Do you know approximately how long does it take for somebody to donate blood from start to finish? Is it like 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
So it's super easy. I think if you were to do nothing ahead of time, if you were just to make an appointment and then show up, it's probably a little less than an hour in the door to out the door.
Okay.
You can cut that down. If you go online to redcrossblood.org or if you go to your app store and you search Red Cross Blood Donor app and you fill out some of the pre-questions, pre-paperwork, it's no more than 20, 30 minutes in and out the door if you do a little bit of that pre-work ahead of time.
Okay, so that's a really great resource for people to have then. Check out redcrossblood.org or get the app so that they can get any information and get questions answered so that they don't, once they do get there, it speeds up the process a little bit, streamlines it.
I will say it's really important for people to make an appointment just because we've put a lot of procedures in place to make sure people are safe, and that includes staggering appointments, spacing out beds, and not having as many appointments happen at one time.
Okay.
So you can always walk in, but it really helps us, and I think it will help you, the donor, as well. If you just make an appointment, that way you have a time, you know it's going to be available, you're able to go in there. And so I would encourage folks to really consider making an appointment over the next weeks and several months.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for your time, and we'll hope that hopefully some people hear this and realize that the Red Cross is back to accepting blood donations and that you guys are taking precautions so that everybody stays safe during all of this and that you guys have really streamlined the process. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Stay safe. And again, thank you to everyone that chooses to do this.